profession is Mark Roy, MORC. Mark Roy, ROY. Birth is 3343. Their visit is 122-13. That's a Mart is MRT, MS in Mary. Mart Roy, ROY. Date of birth is 8-69. This is a patient, Dr. Patrick Larazabov, L-A-R-R-A-Z-A-B-A-L. He complained. Patient is Dr. Larazabov. Dear Patrick, thank you for sending Roy Mort, M-O-R-T, for pulmonary evaluation. Thanks, Espresinella is dyspnea with activity. Next up. Next paragraph. This is a 69-year-old right male who has been treated for atrial fibrillation recently. Has had symptoms of shortness of breath, and tightness in his chest, as well as orthopnea and wheezing. Patient apparently had traveled to the West Coast, and had an episode of bronchitis that was treated, but did develop increased wheezing following his return home, and has had some shortness of breath as well. He denied any fevers till night, but denied any chest pains, abdominal pains, or mastitis. The past history, next paragraph, past history includes the history for obstructive sleep apnea, for which he uses a CPAP mask at 15 centimeter pressure. Is that a history for an appendectomy in 1989? Wrist surgery for carpal tunnel in 06, and a perineal cyst, and a pilonidal cyst operated in 69. He was treated for atrial fibrillation since 2004. There was a history of COPD as well. Next paragraph. Habits patients smoke one pack per day for 20 years. Alcohol use occasional. This patient has no pets in the house. Pets, P-E-T-S. Next, allergies to ACE inhibitors. Next paragraph. Family history. Father died of colon cancer. Mother had heart disease. Next paragraph. Medication list. Allopurinol 300 milligrams daily. Colcrest 0.6 milligrams BID. Digoxin 0.025 milligrams a day, and 0.25 milligrams daily, and KCL tremendous excellence, CRE, LISIC 40 million CRE. Metapulal is 150 million CRE. I'm sorry, Metapulal is 50 million CRE. Mobic earns 7.5 million today. Amitrazole 20 million CRE. Percocet 325 milligrams by 5 BID. Sertraline 100 milligrams a day. Simvastatin 40 milligrams a day. Tizanidine 4 milligrams PRN. Xenical 120 milligrams CID. Zolpidem 10 milligrams of chest. Next, average patient smoked for 20 years back per day, quit in 75, drinks alcohol, mostly beer. System, review of system. Patient complaints of fatigue, no weight loss, no double vision of cataracts or glaucoma. He has frequent sore throat and hoarseness. No urinary frequency, hematuria. He has had hay fever. He has wheezing, persistent cough, and shortness of breath. Just heartburn, no black stools. He has palpitations and leg falling. No jaw pain or arm pain, no anxiety. No easy bruising. He has muscle aches and stiffness and joint pains. There's no headaches or seizures or memory loss. No skin rash. Next physical exam, this well-built, this moderately overweight elderly white male. Face is flushed, his blood pressure 130 by 80, pulse 72, resistance 18, temps to 98, wages 270, saturation is 96. Between the anomalous phallic pupils reactive and equal. Nasal mucosity matters, throat is injected. Next up, no lymphadenopathy. No bruise, no thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with percussion or resonance throughout with diminished breath sounds for the basis of occasional wheezes throughout both functions. Heart, the heart seems to be irregular. That's one of the four herd. The abdomen is soft, protuberance in the mass, and again, the megaly. And extremities, varicosities, minimal edema, normal reflex, and gross motor deficit. Cranial nerves are grossly intact, rectal exam is referred, and no lesions observed. Next paragraph number one. Reactive airways with with COPD and number two is history of hypertension and atrial fibrillation and CHF. Number three is degenerative arthritis. Number four is obstructive sleep apnea syndrome with obesity. Next plan, the patient was counseled about losing weight. Also advised to get a pulmonary function study, CBC complete metabolic profile, and a chest X-ray. You will use a Flonase nasal spray, toothpaste, and nostril babies, nasal congestion, mental and inhaler success, TID, PRN, and CPAP to be continued as before. Follow up the approximately. Approximately 3 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Copy for Dr. Larazabal. Thank you.